All right, you guys ready? You guys ready?
Yep.
We could be off at like 10:30.
Let's do this, you know, fast
possible. I think we'll be off by 10 o'clock.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Wednesday's Wins and Whiffs. We're the five idiots talking toys. Well, tonight we're three idiots talking toys.
Sorry,
we're not expanding anymore. We're shrinking.
Shane was too busy to join the show tonight.
Too busy. He's too busy. He's probably on top of a ladder, painting, or putting up chair rail, or putting up a banister, or something. And then Brandon?
I don't even know.
Is he combing his mustache?
He's a Quinceañera, right? Something like that?
Quinceañera?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was still at home combing his mustache from last week.
I thought he was 40. He's 15?
Probably.
I don't even know what a Quinceañera even is. What is that?
It's like a 15th birthday party.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No idea. Yep.
So Brandon's homecoming is mustache. Charles is eating pineapple?
Shrimp tempura.
Okay, it looks like pineapple.
Where have you come up with these things?
Oh, yeah, I see that now.
That's disgusting. Is that
some good old deep fried shrimp?
Oh, it's like food or like a snack?
It's shrimp.
I don't eat any fish. Hates it.
You don't eat any fish. You don't even eat scallops.
If it comes out of the water, I don't eat it.
No way he eats scallops.
John, zero fish.
Zero sushi fish. Zero.
No. How about tuna fish?
I don't eat that anymore.
Yeah?
I haven't eaten it in years.
Wow. Well,
disgusting.
You're definitely not Italian then.
Disgusting.
It's German.
German.
Meat and potatoes.
All right. So everybody's doing good. We've got some wins and whiffs this week. Anything? We're going to talk about some exciting stuff maybe that came in. I have no idea what you guys have. You have no idea what I have. So let's get started with this week's.
We all have wins. I think Chris said he has a whiff.
Oh, okay.
And then me and Chris have a joint whiff.
Yeah.
Well, that should be interesting for sure. Interesting. So now, I guess we'll start off with our win of the week. Oh, no. Here we go.
I might as well go first. You know, takes me a little
time. These haven't went on in a long time. I know. Are they still fit?
Still fit. It's a good thing I bought 10 pairs of these.
10 pairs.
So I don't even need to wear them because it's still in the baggie.
Yeah.
But I had gotten this Leia Bestman actually from a collection, I want to say 8 months ago, 10 months ago, and it just looked so clean. And I said, you know what? I'm just sending this in for grading. Normally I don't do that. I just sell it as is. But whenever you come across like a hard figure like her that's, you know, too great, I'm like, I have to send this in to get graded. Like, it just doesn't do any justice leaving her loose. So I sent her in. She got an 85. Almost got an 85 plus. So I was very happy. The gold was just so good on her. There was no hand rubs. Her hair, her eyebrows, everything was just perfect. So that just came back from CAS. So
let's see. Let's try and see if we can get you in the. Wait, I don't know how to do this. I'm going to figure this out. Oh, that's not Chris. Oh, there. Okay.
So she will be sale on Rogue 5 coming up.
Very nice.
So, yeah, you know.
That's one of those figures I think that when kids got them, especially boys got those, no offense or anything, but it was the 70s and 80s. I think that's one of those the boys just kind of put in the Darth Vader case and left it there.
And just, yeah, probably.
And that's probably what happened with her.
Oh, I'm sure.
what do you do with her? It's not really like a playable figure. Like, what did you really, you know, the regular Leia, I understand. Leia Poncho, I understand. Leia Bush, I understand. But like her, she just walks around. Just But you know, anyway. Still a cool figure.
Yeah, that is a cool figure. Very good. 85. That's awesome. What was the exact grade on it?
86.9.
86.9. That's
so close.
That is too close to an 85 plus.
Yeah, so, that is you know, close. Whatever.
Yeah. All right, let's go with let's go to Charles. Charles?
So, in my journey of getting every Lego Star Wars minifigure, I finally picked up this guy.
Who is that?
This is Jedi Knight. So, his name is Jedi Knight. I think he came out in like 2013 or 2012. So I started collecting Lego, you know, maybe 3 months ago, 4 months ago, however long it was. He was about $90, something like that. He's like $175. So something has happened in the last few months. I have no clue what, but I got this one. I think I paid $110.
Mm-hmm.
$110 shipped, something like that for it. So, but like $110 for this. I don't even know who he is.
That is crazy. What playset did he come with? Do you know?
He came with some cruiser, like the Jedi cruiser or something like that.
And you have just one of them or you have multiple?
I just made a purchase on one other one. I got it on eBay for like $85 shipped. The guy has a 1 rating, so he's probably not going to ship it to me.
Yeah, definitely fake.
But he has a blue lightsaber. I'm not really sure the backstory of him, but for whatever reason, he's going up in value.
The Jedi Knight with no name.
Oh, cool.
That's his name.
Jedi Knight.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. No. I'm not really sure. I don't know the backstory on it, but piece of history. It's a piece of history.
It is a piece of history.
Historical.
Still making fun of my win from a couple weeks ago.
Stand by for the next wins and whiffs. I have something historical.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What?
Next wins and whiff.
Historical.
Historical.
Those are big words.
Wow.
John taught me. I was like Now I'm like this, but now I'm historical. So now I'm like this.
Oh.
Keeps going out a little bit more.
I'm interested to find out what that is because has to be.
Tune in next episode.
We'll just tune in next episode.
Yeah.
This is not historical, but it's pretty cool and a little weird. And people have been buying, like collectors have been buying oddball stuff at my shop that I found. So I'm starting to get some more oddball stuff in because people are buying it. Collectors that come in are buying it for sure. But I got this in.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Captain America's Turbo Coupe.
Is that vintage or that's the new one? That's vintage.
This is 1990.
Yeah, I could tell on the side of the box.
I remember that.
It's 1990.
Nice.
So yeah, it is. The box is in really good shape.
And it's sealed?
It is sealed.
Wow.
Sealed here, and looks like it's about to pop off right here.
Yeah,
still, but it's sealed.
Still sealed.
You still need to sealed. Retape it and make it sealed.
Yeah.
No. False. Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I got a couple other oddball stuff coming in, and we're gonna be going to FarleyCon in August. So I'm gonna put him on the shelf. Or put this on the shelf, but I think, you know, if it sells before FarleyCon, then
So I have no clue. I'm gonna say that's worth $275.
No, not that much.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty. You know,
I was gonna say $250. That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a price tag on it of $150. So I got a really good deal on it.
Well, at all for only $150.
I would say to handle that as least as possible and I wouldn't even travel with that thing. I would just stick it on the shelf at the store and just hope it sells, because you know, you move the thing around, if it's ready to pop off.
I know. I think a lot of it has to do with temperature change and stuff, because it's pictures,
it's expanding.
In the pictures, it was sealed all the way. You couldn't see that, but it looks like the tape is starting to slide a little bit.
Yeah, it slides, it bubbles.
Yeah. So, but yeah, if it doesn't sell, we're definitely going to take it to FarleyCon this August, which is a toy convention in Chattanooga that they have every year.
Cool.
And I'm pretty sure we'll sell there, because there's a lot of collectors come to that.
What's the size of that show versus the last year of the ICC? How does it compare?
It's not anything like the ICC. It's just a toy show.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So there were quite a few people there. I think I'd probably say
17 people.
No,
it is Georgia. Probably there was 7 tables.
No, it's at the Camp Jordan Arena, which is an indoor soccer arena, and it was full. Who was there last year? Lex Luger was there last year. He was in pretty rough shape.
Yeah, he was in a wheelchair.
Sergeant Slaughter was there.
That show. Gotcha. Yeah. I remember you speaking about that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a pretty cool show. It's cool that Chattanooga has something like that. We have Chattacon, but Chattanooga Comic Con, whatever. it's mostly, I may be a little bit bitter because they didn't give me a press badge, but it's mostly cosplay. So this is all toys and comics. So more down my lane. So, yeah. So you guys should we do the joint win for
your lane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right down my lane.
It could be something else too.
So should we do the solo whiff or the joint whiff first?
You do the solo whiff.
Solo whiff. Okay. Yeah. So now it's time for our whiff of the week.
So my whiff of the week is a collection I had gotten in. A bunch of loose figures, a bunch of accessories, and I don't know about like you guys, like when you guys have been finding Repro lately. I've been finding a lot of Repro in the Dengar and the Snowtrooper rifle. For a $5 accessory, I've been getting a lot of fake ones of those. Like overwhelming them. Like it's weird. That and Zuckuss actually too.
Like the painted plastic, is that what they are?
It's like painted plastic. Like you could drop it and it just sounds like glass almost. It just sounds terrible.
It's that like white like plastic one that's like like spray painted or whatever they paint it with.
Yeah.
You know, so I got in a collection. I got in a bunch of those that were fake. And once I automatically, you know, you see one or two fake ones, then I start to question myself and I'm like, oh God, like
Are all these fake?
So I usually always like pick out everything on the side, and then I drive to Charles's house because he lives 5 minutes away, and then I have him go back over it just to make sure, because you know I don't want to sell anything ever, God forbid, on the page that's fake. But it's just weird that I'm getting a lot of like Dengar Snowtrooper rifles that are $5, and I'm just getting a lot of fake ones, and Zuckuss too. It's like weird. Like there was a Palace Blaster one, but like it was like noticeably fake, so like I didn't even care. Like, even though it's so much more money, I didn't even care because it was so noticeable. You're not really thinking that like one of those Snowtrooper rifles is going to be fake.
Yeah.
So yeah.
They're so plentiful too. I mean, those Snowtrooper rifles.
So many
are everywhere.
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
So that's my whiff of the week.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Bummer.
So you guys have a joint whiff of the week. We'll get Charles in the mainframe for this one.
So the joint whiff of the week is we have someone, you know, near us named Hugh. Hugh will give you the shirt off his back.
He absolutely.
He's the nicest guy in the world. He'll give you anything. So he told me about this Lego fest, like a brick fest or something like that.
Brick Lego.
So this was like, I don't know, 4 months ago. Once we bought the tickets, me and Chris, they send us an email and they text us every single day, every day. It has been so annoying for months.
It's been really bad.
So the show was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we bought the tickets for Sunday. I woke up this morning. I got my kids ready. It was like 10:15 and I had to like start like leaving already for the show. It started at 12 and I just looked at the tickets really fast. They were for Saturday. So I think Chris spent $70 or $68. And I think mine were $110 or something like that. Whatever I spent. Cause I had three people.
He had 10. No.
Yeah. And now they're garbage.
To make it even better is like, we booked these tickets 4 months ago. I had totally forgot about these things. So like, I think it was Thursday or Friday. Charles is like, you know, we have the Lego show this weekend. And I'm like, no idea. Like I haven't thought of this thing because every time I get the text or the email, I hate them so much that I just keep deleting it and reporting it as junk. So I agree. If they sent me something important, I don't read it anymore because it's every day nonstop. It's been like really bad. So I just kind of gave up. So then like, he's like, yeah, we have, you know, the show this weekend. I'm like, I have birthday parties. I'm like, I don't think I'm even going to be able to go to it. So let alone planning on to go on a Sunday, it was the wrong day. It was yesterday. So
and all those emails were probably reminding you about your tickets for Saturday show. Oh,
probably, yeah.
No. They were trying to like sell us stuff and like you can add on to this and this and that. And I could have sworn we booked Sunday. Could have sworn.
It was so much worthless junk, and I'm hoping that the emails and the text messages stop because I already blocked them, but I still get them. I'm still getting them.
It's really bad. Like they're really aggressive. They're like super aggressive.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Oh. Yeah, so
you chalk that up to a whiff and stupidity.
Yeah. A whiff and stupidity
and being an idiot. Yeah.
Well. That sucks.
Oh well.
I'm sure Chris would have enjoyed that going to the Lego show.
I had the birthday party anyway, so you know it was too late.
I was gonna go, and then so last minute I went to the movies, and I coughed up another $40 because my kids were so excited for this Lego thing. So.
Yeah.
Instead, we saw Super Mario Brothers. So.
Oh, you saw Super Mario. Has anyone seen Guardians of the Galaxy 3 yet?
I haven't.
I brought my daughter the other day, and she said she was crying in the movie theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about how I saw an article the other day that said that Disney was disappointed with the box office.
Really?
It didn't do as good as I thought it was going to do.
Yeah. I heard it's a really good movie, though.
It was sold out on the Friday, on the first day when she went. It was sold out.
You know, normally these movies make like $150 million and over, and I think it just cleared $100 million, like $110 million. And for that kind of movie, they should have made a lot more.
Yeah.
How do they even know yet, though?
What do you mean?
They get
how do they know like what the weekend did? It's not even like really over yet.
They get like a lot of pre-sales and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And they probably, with the internet now, the way it is, they probably get instant notifications about ticket sales.
It is. It's kind of, it's kind of instant.
Yeah.
So,
All right. Well, I guess that does it for another episode of Wins and Whiffs. Please subscribe to the channel, hit that bell icon, and to let it know to let it notify you of upcoming episodes. And come over and see us at rogue5toys.com if you want to. That's our sales page. And always go to 5itistalkingtoys.com. And oh yeah, that Leia will be for sale on rogue5toys.com. And come over to 5itistalkingtoys.com and you'll see all of our links there. We got merch.
Yeah, don't forget t-shirts.com also.
T-shirts.com, yeah. Yeah. We're kicking around ideas for new styles of shirts, new logos and stuff. Really logos, but just like stuff from the show, I think.
Yeah.
We're kicking around some ideas for that. So be on the lookout for that. Anyway, thanks for joining us for this episode of Wednesday's Wins and Whiffs. I hope everybody has a great week, and we'll see you Sunday.
Thank yous.
Bye.
Where's Brandon's mustache?
Probably in the sink by now.
Ooh.